Bonanza Moment.
To succumb to the adrenaline first. Van Niekerk is running blind on the outside and he's set off really quickly. Kerani James in hot pursuit. He's already up onto the shoulder of Matthew Hudson-Smith. And Merritt is tracking the Grenadian. The American, LeSean Merritt, closing the gap on Kerani James. And Van Niekerk still wide on the outside. These three are away and clear. Sardinio's tried to come back into it on the inside. And LeSean Merritt coming back at Kerani James. But it's Van Niekerk leading at the moment. The South African now beginning to tire. Or is he? He's pulling away. It's an unbelievable victory by a huge margin. A century of history. And 43.03. I can't believe it. He has obliterated Michael Johnson's world record. Was destined to be one of the great races and one of the great days. We haven't even seen Usain Bolt yet, and this has ignited the stadium. Where did that performance come from?
They could not even get level with him, and there's the line that he crossed in a time that nobody has ever done more quickly and more brilliantly. And the nation of South Africa will be rejoicing now.
Great this rivalry is between the three of them. Merritt in 08, James in London in 2012, and now Van Niekerk here in Rio with the two previous Olympic champions also on the podium alongside him. What a story and what a race.
And you're tuned to Tigerberg on 104 FM. It's 10 o'clock exactly. My name is Denise Williams and it's our program Bonanza Moment. And on the line, I have our champion, our world champion. And as the announcer said a few minutes ago, it will be on our minds for a moment. I think it's going to be on our minds and our thoughts for a long time. His mom, champion mom, Odessa Swartz, on this last Monday of Women's Month, it's my privilege, our privilege at Tigerberg 104 FM to get a moment in her busy schedule. Odessa, good morning and welcome.
Good morning and good morning to your listeners. Thank you for having me this morning.
Oh, Odessa, we are thankful to you. We know you are extremely busy. Everyone in the media just wants a little piece of you, so we are thankful. Thank you for allowing us to speak with you today.
It's a big pleasure and thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on the program. I know when I'm in Cape Town, my mother-in-law keeps on reminding us, listen to the Radio Tigerberg. So my husband's always on Radio Tigerberg when in Cape Town.
So please tell us, your mother-in-law, you said, please do send a message to her. Go right ahead.
I think she's currently in their morning prayer group because I tried calling her earlier, but she's not answering. But if they're listening, good morning and thank you for all your prayers and that you are constantly, constantly praying for us. Because without mothers praying for us, we won't be as blessed as we are today.
Absolutely. And you know, Odessa, somebody's going to tell her. You said her name is Auntie Tosi.
Yes, she goes by the name of Auntie Tosi in Belar, but her name is actually Florence Swartz. But everyone knows her as Auntie Tosi.
Well, when you're in Cape Town, Odessa, there almost every second family has an Aunt Tosi. I have an Aunt Tosi, so you're in good company. Odessa, first of all, congratulations from all of us at Tigerberg 104 FM and the greater South Africa and the world. We are immensely proud of your son, Wade Van Niekerk. As new South African record, a world record, he obliterated the 17-year record of Michael Johnson. And the 96 years ago, it's last been since South Africa had such a record. And we are proud of Wade. And congratulations to you, your husband, and your kids.
Thank you very much. It's much appreciated. And I know, like he always says, it's not his journey, but it's all of South Africa's journey. So I think for me as a mother, I'm very proud. And I cannot explain how blessed I feel. But I mean, I can only imagine how the rest of South Africa feels because I think he's made so many people and so many households proud. So, yeah.
Well, my kids watch me all the time when I sit with my phone and they said, Mommy, again, and I'm on YouTube watching the video. It is just so inspiring. Odessa, we want to get to know you a little bit better. It's the last Monday of Women's Month, and we want you to tell us a little about yourself, your parents, your family life, and your kids.
Well, I grew up with two other siblings. My mom raised us all by herself. My mom is currently still living with us in Bloemfontein. She doesn't want to live anywhere else but in Bloemfontein. So we are blessed to have her. She's an amazing woman, very strong. And I think I've grown quite a bit knowing that I have such a strong mother. And I think having a strong mother like mine has made me the woman that I am today. And not only her, but also all the other people that I have in my life. Like I said, I've got a mother-in-law constantly on our knees for us. She gets very angry at us when we're on the road, even if we're just driving to Joburg and not even to Cape Town, that we don't give her a call because she says that she needs to know what she needs to pray for. And I've got two sisters who still live in Cape Town. We see each other very seldom, but the love for each other is always there. I've got two kids, well, three kids, two boys and a girl, and then I'm married to Stephen Swartz, who's also an amazing anchor in our lives. He's the go-to person, the strong person. I'm truly blessed to have him in my life. We are a very, very close-knit family. Everything we do together as a family. My kids are always around us in the house. So now and again, when we have a break away, just as husband and wife, the kids want to know why can't they go along. So also with my mother, we're very close-knit. Because we live in Bloemfontein and very far away from the rest of our family, we've picked up quite a few friends in Bloemfontein that now become our family. So, even though we've got such a close relationship as mother, father, and kids, the people that we have around us is also such a blessing because it makes up for the family that we missed back in Cape Town.
Hmm. And we saw that huddle, that beautiful huddle of love at the grandstand at the Olympics when Wayne came in to clinch his gold medal. We saw that beautiful close-knit, that love around all of you. It was really wonderful to behold.
Yes, it is. You know, even though we went there as a group of 10 people. At a time that everyone didn't want us to come past and just go and greet him. And I remember people just helping me over all of the people running to the front because it was important. We said as a family, when he finishes the line, that we'll all be at the bottom there because to Wade it's very important that when he looks up to the stands that he sees his family. But unfortunately, I was the last one to get there because no one wanted me to pass them, but the rest of the family just pulled me over everyone that was in front of me so that we could all be together when he came towards the stands and just come and give us a hug.
Now, Odessa, one of the major South African newspapers headlined at the time, Go Wade, Mom's right behind you. Tell us a bit about your and Wade's mom and son relationship.
Well, the sweet and humble child you see out there can also be a strict and very firm child, even when it comes to his parents as well. He's someone that will put me on the track quite quickly if I speak out of line or if I do something out of line. But that's the way how we respect each other, is that when you're doing something wrong, be brave enough to address me. If I'm doing something right, be brave enough to embrace me. We very close. We're now not at the stage anymore where he comes and confides in me anymore so much because he now has the love of his life, who's Chesney Campbell, and which I respect. My husband always tells me, you can't be jealous about that. You're now the second woman and not the first woman in his life anymore. So, as a mother, I've now learned to step back a bit, but we're also very close. He's got such a beautiful heart, and he's made my husband and my job very easy because the rest of our kids, they just fall into line and they follow in his footsteps. And he keeps on teasing me and saying, you used to give me so much hiding, but it's good because now the others can learn from me. But I've never had problems with him. He's always been The person you see out there is really the person he is. He's someone that will take off his clothes on the street if someone says, but I don't have any, can I have yours? And like I said, I learn so much from him on a daily basis. And a lot of people would say, but someone older will be my role model or the person that I look up to. But honestly, not just because he's my son, but he is truly, when I look at him and I look at my husband, those are the two people in the most that I look at and that I strive to be like on a daily basis, because the both of them, they have such beautiful spirits. Mm. And as people, we learn so much from them. And I mean, I can't ask for a better bond. I can't ask for a better son, because I'm truly blessed. I know there's so many mothers out there who've done exactly the same as what I've done, but their children has chosen a different path for their lives. And that's why I can say I'm truly blessed to have an amazing child like him in my life.
And to our listeners, if you've just tuned in, I'm speaking to Odessa Swartz telephonically. And Odessa Swartz, household name now, mother to weight for Nikarg, world champion of the 400 meter, and he's a gold medalist, the Rio 2016 Olympics. He's been running with the creme de la creme of the athletics world, the Matthew Hudson Smiths, the Kirani James, the LaShawn Merritt, Braylon Taplin, Michael Cedinho, the Ali Karmas Karabo Sibanda. And I know all of them, Odessa. You can probably hear the excitement, and that's how all of us feel in South Africa. We want you to share your mother heart with us today. How does it feel in your heart of hearts to be the world famous mother of this genius of a runner?
It's truly still a very surreal feeling. I think when he gets back home and we actually get to speak, it will start ticking in. It still feels like I'm in a bubble. The only thing that's making me realize that it's actually real is with my phone constantly buzzing, people sending messages, people sending well wishes, people wanting interviews, people just wanting to talk and hear how it feels. That's the only thing that makes it real to me. But, he's worked so hard for it. I mean, with winter, with summer, doesn't matter what the weather is, whether it's raining outside or whether the sun is 40 degrees outside, he'll be out there working. And as a mother, it makes me so proud. Mm-hmm. And I know that the proud feeling that I have within it, it's purely joy, because it's a feeling that I cannot explain to people. I think it's only a feeling that mothers will understand. Mm-hmm. When you stand on that field and you see your child achieving what he's worked hard for, or that he's achieving his life goals, whether it be on an academic level, a sports level, or just an art and culture level, to see your child achieve and just live out his dreams, I mean, there's nothing more that you can ask God for, but except for saying thank you, Lord, for your blessings on a daily basis. And I mean, I really can't explain that feeling to you. I'm going to lie if I can explain.
Yeah, they say there are 600,000 words in the English language, and sometimes they fail us. We can't find the words in these moments of wonderment. Odessa, we'll be back in about 38 seconds. The question that will then be coming to you. Unfortunately, then, as in even great projects, there are those that cast shade and negativity, even in the midst of one's own joy. And my question to you is, how do you deal with negativity?
Well, the past 2 weeks was actually very tough, because there was the good and the bad to everything. I know there was a lot of people that started looking for the bad. I remember I went onto one of the other posts that someone posted on Facebook, and I thought it was such a beautiful testimony as to with what Wade achieved. And you know, there was someone on that chat that was talking about, why do you give God the honor if Wade worked hard for it? And I immediately left that group, and I thought I was not gonna entertain the person. All that I said was, I believe in a God of far more, and I'm not gonna entertain this. And because I, just as Wade, I believe that this blessing was purely from God. And I left it, and you know, for a few days I didn't go onto Facebook. And then people started asking me, what do you think about this hashtag colored thing and about everyone wanting to claim Wade? And it actually hurt me, because I thought, you know, we're 20 years into the struggle of trying to fit in as a colored or as a white or a black or whatever. Wade went out there and he represented South Africa. He didn't go and represent a race. Why could we as South Africans not just be happy and accept this achievement for South Africa? And then people start commenting on this stuff that gets posted on Facebook. And then it just brings a bit of disappointment that he's worked so hard for South Africa. Why must we now put a damper on it? And, you know, and people tend to ask me, but what if you had the opportunity to become a world champion? If I answer that question, I'm actually going to deny the fact that this was a blessing from God and God wanted him to come into this world. Mm. Even though I was a young mother back then, but he wanted me to carry weight into this world. He wanted me to mold him into the person that he is today. So if I'm going to answer you the question as to, yes, but if I had the opportunities, I could have been this, I could have been that. But that wasn't God's plan for me. Mm. And I just think on, why must people always ask me this question? Because I don't want my child to look back and say one day, but if I wasn't born, my mother could have been an Olympian. If I wasn't born, my mother could have been a world champion.
Absolutely.
And that's not fair towards him. And then I just don't want to go onto social media because I don't want to reply to people's questions. And I don't want to, because then people ask you, what do you think about this hashtag color thing? And then I just feel so disappointed because why can't we just all be proud as South Africans for this achievement? So yeah, social media can be an evil sometimes, but it can also be a good thing because there was positive things to it as well. We had wonderful support. We had wonderful well wishes. I mean, there was people sending us prayers. There was people going out in churches having prayer groups for it, which was amazing to read stuff like that. But still, you get the negative things, and you've got to deal with it. And my husband keeps on telling me, stop going onto social media because you know stuff like this affects you because you're not the type of person that can just shake it off. And it's been tough the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm still standing, and I'm still as proud as I was on the day that he broke the world record.
Yeah, well, we also saw those articles and those comments, and many of us also left certain groups, etc. But it reminded me of project management, and when I studied it, I don't remember much of it. But the one thing about naysayers—that's what they are called—they naysayers. They propel the project to further success. So don't you worry about that. Yeah. I believe those things aren't even a blip on God's radar. So you are also an athletics coach, Odessa Swart, as an athletic coach yourself. Tell us about that.
Well, I coach at a primary school in Bloemfontein, the primary school that my daughter attends. I work with little girls, and I enjoy working with them because I get some of them that starts with me in grade one, and when they leave at grade seven, it's like I could see the growth in their lives, and that's just more than enough for me. Even though there's some days they don't win a race, but if they've done their best, I'm the proudest coach. I actually have four little girls who just made the Free State cross-country team. And I remember when I got back last Monday, they all came storming towards me, the group, and they would say, Mrs. Swartz, we watched you on TV. We saw you crying. We saw they'd win. And then the four that made the team, and they came and they said, but Mrs. Swartz, we made the Free State team. And I said, my sweeties, I know, and I'm so proud of you. And I know, you know, just my son being there, I think it also inspires quite a few of them. And I just love working with them. Don't get me wrong. It's not that I won't work with older kids, but I just enjoy working with the younger kids because they're so hungry to learn. And even though I'm a very firm person, I'm also a very loving person. And they love that about me because, and the parents would say, but how do you get this kid to be so disciplined? And I said, well, you've got to be firm, but you also got to give them love at the same time. And really, I wouldn't want to do anything else in this whole world. I was a catering manager for quite a few years, and I was just not happy. And my husband said, leave the catering and go and do something that you want to do. And I prayed about it quite a bit. And I said, Lord, I don't know what I want to do with my life, but you decide for me. And I remember the school giving me a call, and they said, your daughter's doing very good in athletics, and we understand that you coach her. We want you to become the school's coach. And it was a door that opened for me, and I went on to my coaching course, and I did the level 1 and level 2 coaching course. And it's 5 years later, and I'm still coaching at the primary school, and I really enjoy working with those little girls. I enjoy seeing them grow.
Well, you work so well with your own kids that I don't find it strange that you love working with other children as well, because it all starts at home. Charity begins at home, and I can understand that they also love working with you. Odessa, time seems to be running ahead of us, and sometimes I wish I could turn back the clock. We'll skip a few more questions that I had for you, but how important is your faith to you, Odessa?
Well, it's everything. It's everything. Just give you a bit of an idea. On the day when Wade raced, I normally start cleaning house on that day, and my music is normally on loud and loud. And that's when I start talking to God. And, you know, the day when we were in Rio, it was a bit difficult because there was a lot of people around me, and I didn't know how I was going to do this. And I went onto the patio, and I started scrubbing my tackies. And while I was scrubbing my tackies, my music was out loud. And I started praying and I started talking. And, you know, I said, Lord, put the song in my head that you need me to have in my head for this whole day, because I want to forget about everything. I don't want to be stressed, because when I stress, I believe that I transfer that same energy over to my kids. And the only word that was sitting in my head, and funny enough, it never came up in my playlist, it was, the best is yet to come.
Wow.
And I kept on singing that in my head after praying the whole day, that the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And when Wade stepped onto the track that morning, I mean the evening, I started singing, and then I said, Wade, your best is yet to come. Your best is yet to come. And as soon as he stepped into those blocks, the nerves was all gone. Everything that happened after that was gone. Because that I trusted the Lord that Wade's best was yet to come. And I didn't understand what he meant with your best is yet to come. And when Wade crossed that finish line with a world record, I knew that that was the message behind it all. And I trusted the Lord with that message that morning when I prayed. And, I mean, my faith has now carried over to my kids. And I know their generation of kids, their faith that is installed within them will be carried over to their kids. And I know there's many days that we are down and out. I've also been through some of those days. And just knowing that your faith will carry you through anything. If you doubt the Lord. But if you have faith in the Lord,
amen,
and know that on His time and not your time, that whatever you ask for will come.
Well, we continue to...
If that explains my faith to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we pray God continue to bless you with His unfailing love and with His presence. One last question to you, Odessa. If Wade had to stand with you right now, and I know you've probably said it to him so many times, but we want to hear the mother's heart, you speaking to him, what would you say to him?
Well, I'll just say that... I couldn't have asked for a better son. I couldn't have asked for a better blessing. We've been through a lot of challenges ever since the day he was born. But I would not give that up for anything in the world. If I have to relive it, I would relive it any time of my life, because he's truly a blessing to me and to the rest of our family. And I just pray that the Lord will bless him with everything that is still awaits his future, because there will still be good and bad. But that we will trust the Lord, that the Lord will always keep him on the right path, and that the Lord will never leave his hand. And that I just wish he can come home, because I truly just want to have him back under my roof, because I miss him so much.
Yeah, it's been a while now. Odessa, we're going to wrap up with, it's also Women's Month. What would be your message of hope, your final message of hope here on the last Monday of Women's Month to the Tygerberg 104 FM women listening, to those who have tuned in maybe for the first time, and those that are listening somewhere in the world? What would be your message of hope to women?
A message to women would be, I know we don't always have the funds to assist our kids when they want to achieve one or the other thing in their life. I want to encourage you to, even if it's your last penny, put your faith and trust in the Lord and help your kids to become the best they can be. One day you will truly reap those fruits. Plant those seeds now. I know so many parents out there has given their kids the best that they can, and they've chosen the wrong path, and you are truly in nightmares at the moment. But I just want to encourage you, keep on praying for them and keep on trusting that the Lord will just rip them out of the situation that they are on and that you will rip them back onto the path. Never stop praying for our kids and never stop praying for our families, because it's our kids and our families and our friends who carries us on a daily basis. So let's never stop praying for each other and always trust that the Lord has a better plan, a better life for us as human beings. And as mothers, I know it's always tough because you always don't always feel appreciated. You always feel that you're not good enough. Look yourself in the mirror and know that this is the best that God has made, and this is your best self. Don't want to be someone else. Don't want to have what anyone else has. Be content with what the Lord has given you because he has trusted you with this life and not with someone else's life. And be grateful for what you have. And always give thanks.
Odessa, and always give thanks. Odessa Swart, mother of Wade van Niekerk, our world champion 400-meter gold medalist, Rio 2016 Olympics winner. Odessa, thank you so much. Please pass our regards to your husband, Stephen, as well, to your kids, family, and friends, and thank you for joining us today. We hugely appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you much for having me, and thank you for yourself and for your whole group and all of South Africa for all your prayers and support. Without that, Wade would be nothing. And have a blessed day and week, everyone.
And remember, whenever you're in Cape Town, all right, do visit us. These doors will always be open to you.
We'll do that.
Take care.
We'll do that. Thank you very much. Have a blessed week.
Bye-bye.